Scott Kaplan has punched the clock. He's in studio. Cappy, what's up, man?
Great use of the word Michigas.
Michigas.
Nice.
Yeah, it was Michigas Saturday, wasn't it?
Very nice. Yeah, it was.
Juan tested negative today, so
Mazel
we're all in
tov.
The clear. I never got it. We slept in separate rooms to be cautious.
How many tests did you take?
I took a test every day.
Nice.
Every day. Yeah, nice. They give them out free, right?
Where?
From the government.
Okay, wait a second.
The government mails them to you.
So the government mailed me 4 tests.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I heard this, that in May, the government's no longer going to be giving away free
tests. That right?
Now, I'll use them while they're free.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm taking tests when I got to pay for them.
Probably will have a couple on hand just in case.
Uh-huh. The government issued ones?
I'm loaded up on government
tests. Just
hoard
tests.
Them. Yeah.
You gotta hoard them now.
Tons of government
How do I get
tests.
More?
You go to
CVS.
They give them to you for free?
No, they don't give them to you for free, but you can purchase them.
Yeah. No, I don't want to buy them.
No, the government sends them for free.
Yeah, I got them for free from the government.
They're sending more.
When?
Go to the same place you got the last ones.
No, they sent me an email.
The government?
I swear to God. The U.S. government.
Yeah.
You just signed the government at the end?
From the government.
Yeah.
Us. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, sincerely, interesting. The government.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm still bummed that we missed the night last week.
Leslie Jones is so funny.
Yeah.
And so nasty.
Is she?
You know, oh yeah, dirty, raunchy. But from a lady's perspective.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she talks about guys the way guys would talk about girls in like the late 80s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if a guy comic went up and did what she did today, people are like, oh my God.
Right.
The things he says about women. But when Leslie Jones gets up there and she says it about men, everybody's like, oh, that's funny as hell.
Yeah. You know, one of the things she did that made her popular too was when people, you know, all these reporters are doing shows from home, and she would critique their backgrounds.
Oh, hilarious.
So she would tweet out, you know, I really like the plants in your Michelle Cinder's house and stuff like that. It's very, very
funny.
That
is funny.
Yeah. You see a lot of comedy.
I do. I love stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
I do.
So how you feel about Kyrie?
What do you think? What do you think I think? I mean, you don't really, you say your gut tells you that he's coming.
Yeah, it does.
But that's just your gut telling you.
That's all. I'm not sourced.
Oh, really?
Nothing like that. No.
Somebody with so many sources
I'm
inside
not
the
sourced.
League?
I have no source. I'm not in the league.
You're in the league?
I'm not in the league. You're
right.
Not in the league.
No, I'm out of the league.
Yeah. But I feel like he's coming.
Really? You do?
I feel like this is LeBron's master plan.
Well, I heard what you said about that. And when LeBron said a few months ago to the media, remember, he's like, I am very disappointed in you. Why? Why? What? What's up? You guys aren't covering this Jerry Jones thing.
Oh, that's
right. You guys beat up on Kyrie about everything. You guys don't cover that. I am very disappointed in you. And the media was all like, we're sorry, LeBron. Oh, my God, we're sorry. I felt at the time like LeBron was saying, get ready because I'm getting
back for Kyrie.
Yeah.
He's gone out of his way to take up for Kyrie on a few occasions this season. Like, he's made it clear Kyrie's his guy. Or if nothing else, from a basketball perspective, Kyrie is his guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's won a championship with him, so he knows what it's capable of and as a union. And
what do you think of Mace's gut?
Yeah, what do you think of my gut?
I mean, it's looking a little large.
It is a little large, yeah. But as my dad would walk around and say, he'd pat his belly and he'd say, I earned this. Yeah. I earned this.
Listen, if they get Kyrie Irving, they can win a championship.
Yes.
There's no question about that.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
They would be favorites in the West, I think.
Yes. I think they would become the betting favorite.
Definitely be the betting favorite.
Yeah.
Cappy, where are you going? You got this look in here. Are you trying to save what you're going to say?
No, I'll just say it right now. If I were the Brooklyn Nets.
Yep.
And if this were for real, like him, I'm out of here.
Right.
Trade me. Get me out of here. I'd be more inclined to go, you know what, dude? You are such a pain in the ass. We're not trading you. Play. I don't want to play. Yeah, we kind of figured. Go home. Don't play. We'll pay you. But
so you wouldn't move him no matter what?
Oh, my God. I would never do for him what he wants done for him. He's been such a pain in the ass. Why would you accommodate him?
I think this is a reasonable outcome, too. I think
that would be a stupid outcome if you're the Nets.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't think Kyrie would play?
I think that's possible, but I'm saying then you would lose any chance of... Like, if you... there is a real chance he won't play, so hence why you should move him.
Yeah, see what he's saying? He just might not play.
It's totally possible that he might not play. That's right. Sit pat and he might not play.
So then you really lose him for nothing.
Correct. You lose him for nothing and you don't get him this year.
Right. But you didn't let him boss you into trading him.
Yeah, but your franchise is not better.
Yeah, good luck. That's
just spite.
Yeah, right.
That's just spiteful. That's right.
Kaplan's like, and?
No, it's just saying. It's just
finally, somebody hears me.
It's just emotional bravado.
Yeah, spite.
It's terrible business.
It's no way to run a business.
Right.
You wouldn't run the app like this.
No,
you wouldn't run your big sided app.
No, but if I were a billionaire like Joseph Tsai, I'm kind of over.
Yeah, but these billionaires want to win.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
They're super competitive.
I'm sure he would like
to
win.
So if you're going to do that, if you're going to let him walk, you have to trade him. You have to.
Cappy's just going to send him home.
It would be just incredible negligence.
Oh, stupid.
From a business
point of view. Outright stupidity. Anybody that suggests it, that's outright stupidity.
I hope that happens.
It's not going to happen.
No.
You don't run your organization by spite.
Well, I look at the Nets and I go, I'm looking at their record. I'm looking about when KD's going to come back. And I'm thinking to myself, you guys are good. You guys are finally what you always thought you might have a chance to be.
Right.
What are you doing? Why are you doing this to us again?
Because they gave him the offer he wanted.
Yeah, he doesn't want an offer with a performance bonus.
I mean, the thing the Nets do have in their favor in terms of the idea of Kyrie sitting out the rest of the season, good luck getting another contract after that. Like, Kyrie will keep playing.
Which, by the way, there are conflicting reports there because Woj is saying that they did not offer him the extension that he wanted.
That they did not offer him. That they didn't offer him the extension he wanted, or that they didn't offer him an extension at all.
I mean, I can look the exact verbiage up in a second, but I know that's what he said earlier today.
Yeah. Tell us, let us get some exact verbiage.
Yeah, we need the verbiage.
That's right.
And we need that word that you caveat emptor.
Caveat emptor, let the buyer beware.
Yes. Never heard of that one.
Really?
Never.
It's pretty common.
I figured you were like fluent in Latin.
No, not at all.
See how highly I think of you?
Well, George is looking that up. I wanted to mention something.
Go ahead.
So, occasionally,
yeah,
I like to visit the International House of Pancakes.
IHOP. If you will.
The food is not very good for you there.
No.
It is basically pancakes with sauces and
butters,
cheese and nut cheese.
It's in the name, House of Pancakes.
House of Pancakes,
like,
yeah.
That's what they serve there.
They also have waffles, stuff
but
like that.
But it's good
that.
When you take the sausage, though, at the end, and you like put it in all the syrup and all that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the sausage. So a friend of mine took this picture and sent it to me. I've had this on my prep sheet for a while. Mm-hmm. It said this, IHOP will not serve or seat guest with strong marijuana odor.
Really? Why not?
To me,
those are who you want to serve.
That is who IHOP is for,
right.
Isn't it?
That's those people are going to overorder and overorder.
Yeah.
Why would they? If we smell marijuana on you, we're not serving
you? We're not going to serve you?
Where's this at?
Jack in the Box has gone out of their way to court the stoner demographic.
Taco Bell, I mean, that's all stoner stuff.
Yes.
That's made for stoners.
Like Jack in the Box, they're mascot.
It's IHOP in Santa Monica.
Oh, okay.
Like Jack seems high all the time. Jack, the mascot with the white face, the clown. Like, they love them some stoners.
After failing to negotiate terms on a long-term contract extension with the organization, Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving has issued a trade request. The Nets and Irving's agent, Shatella Riley Irving, his aunt, I believe, had discussed an extension recently, but Brooklyn remained reluctant to rush into a long-term commitment without further evidence that Irving could stay reliable, perform at a high level, and remain controversy-free.
How dare they? How dare they ask for such things?
So they did not come
they
to...
They did not.
Yeah.
They did not.
Not make a long-term
make
offer.
Make a long-term offer.
Exactly. How dare they?
Well, what are you going to do when Kyrie's here?
Cheer for him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, invite him to Shul. Invite him to Shul on Friday night. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's a big fat phony.
You know,
this captain.
Wish him a Shabbat Shalom evening.
I'm at least being honest about
it.
Like, I am not a Kyrie fan, but I don't have to like everybody on my team, especially when it's going to win a championship.
Yeah. Well, again, you're making a leap very quickly.
Which is?
Kyrie joins this team. They become a championship team. Let's just say Kyrie is the same pain in the ass that he's been in Brooklyn. Because you're taking an assumption of, once LeBron gets him, oh, he's good. He'll play every night. He'll give you 100%. He's good. You'll never hear a thing from him. Wrong.
When he's most likely to be on quote unquote his best behavior is when he's angling for a new contract.
Like this year.
I think we can get a really good 4 months out of Kyrie.
What month are we in?
We're in February.
March. I guess April.
Yeah, 4 months into June.
Again, if you do this as a rental, I can get behind it. If you do this with the intent of re-signing Kyrie long-term, they're fools. They're straight-up fools if they do that.
Now, I agree with that portion of it. I don't want to be in the four-year contract business with Kyrie.
Yeah, I mean...
Because that's... I agree with that. And you could be completely right. We could be sitting here on St. Patrick's Day. I'm using that as a benchmark. On St. Patrick's Day.
Why so?
Just because it's a date like a month. That I can remember.
It's like a month later. I thought you guys had a thing about St. Patty's Day.
1 month from now. And we could be saying, oh, Kyrie, what are you doing? What is going on with Kyrie? We could.
Right. No doubt.
But I think because he's playing for a contract, we're not going to get that version of Kyrie.
Kyrie could come in one day and be like, hey, listen, I know the Lakers have won 10 straight games. And I know we've positioned ourselves really well to, you know, be in a good spot for the playoffs. We're not talking playing anymore. But, you know, I saw this movie the other night, and it was very scary. Very scary. and it freaked me out. I need like 5-6 days off, you know, and that could happen.
But see, you don't do that when you're playing for a contract.
You say that.
I do say that.
A totally different kind
of
dude.
I've been in positions where I'm
playing
for a contract.
Most people don't tweet out a link to an anti-Semitic film when they're playing for a contract.
That's true.
Did I see a picture the other day, AK, of you... Old school, long hair, bass.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe
that?
I had some serious hair, man.
How's your bass skills?
Terrible.
Really?
That pick was as good as I got.
Mm-hmm.
That picture of me holding the bass.
But his daughter's already got a guitar now.
Yeah.
Six string,
yeah. Acoustic? I could play drums. I grew up playing drums.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm an awful bass
player. But the hair, man.
Yeah,
hair was good.
Fire.
Yeah, it was fire.
Yeah.
It was fire.
I miss it.
Yeah. Do you miss it, your hair?
You're fine. I mean, look, I am at peace with how I look.
Yes.
It doesn't change the fact that I miss the hair.
When you say you're at peace with how you look, that doesn't sound like you like how you look.
No, I'm fine with it. I actually think I look good like this.
I think you look good like that.
I think I have a good head for this.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
But that said, I take the hair back in
a
heartbeat.
Can you not grow your hair out? I mean,
not
it doesn't
here.
I'm not looking at like, let me see that.
I mean,
oh, you got a LeBron going.
I do. It's got to be a better way to say that.
Well, that's what they call it nowadays. That's what the kids call it. They call it a LeBron.
Yeah. I mean,
how do you know what the kids are calling it?
George, as you well know, I'm very in tune with the younger generation.
The youths.
My favorite part of the Shadano and Cappy show is Cappy trying to use...
Young people lingo?
Young people lingo.
Yeah.
Current slang.
Yeah. He basically usurped you in that sense. Like, you were trying to be the oldest millennial, and then Cappy he's taken that to a different level by not only trying to do what you do, but also using the language that young people use.
Although what I'm trying to do now, it's funny you say that, what I'm trying to do now is just to mostly be a grown-up of my age.
Good for you, Mace.
A grown-up of my age.
Yeah.
Nice.
Owning that.
Bergman all of a sudden perked up when you said that, though.
What do you mean, Bergman?
No, he is.
I am, right?
He's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing. Are you wearing sweatpants or jeans today?
Let me see. Let me see what you got.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants. All right. So I thought you were stepping up a little bit and getting the jeans
on. But I'm not going to do it until I cut a little weight.
Like legit sweatpants? Like, let me see.
Yeah. No, these are not your fancy.
Like glory. Champion sweatpants.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
They're not your
Target brand.
Those are sleeping.
You've been saying for 6 months you're going to get me a discount at Vuori, and you never did it.
He never does any of that stuff.
Haven't you
learned this?
What? You know,
he wants to take a picture of it.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
Oh, screw you.
He does not come through, people. He does not come
through.
Haven't
you learned that he... Right, Laura's right. He never comes through.
No, I will. It's just... It's taking me a little time. It's taking me a little time.
Yeah. No, Hey King is... Hey King is only for him. He Hey Kings everyone.
Yeah. I Hey King George earlier today.
He did.
What, over
I'm
what?
Going to the airport. He wants to go to the airport. He's bumming a ride off of me.
Where are you going?
I'm going to New York.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
And I got a series of, you know, very important meetings, Mace.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to New York next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I haven't been to the city in a while. I want to go.
Yeah, see, for me, I'm going by myself to work for a couple days. It's going to be freezing. I'm so cold right now, and I don't mean like right this second, but the last few days, I'm so freaking cold that I'm starting to think that Southern California is not a warm enough climate for the kind of brother that I am. You know what I'm saying?
What the?
What's up? Oh, my.
4:10.
Yeah, even before the actual show started. And then Mace did it in stereo with
no,
me.
No, you've got the exhale already. You're going to see, Ireland was just there. He saw a show.
Yeah, I'm not.
Do you go see a show?
No, I'm telling you, I'm pulling in.
Yeah.
I'm going to be working
What's
for a
business?
Couple days.
What's the deal?
I'm,
what do you got cooking?
You really want to know?
Yeah, I really want to know.
You know, guys, I'll tell you this right now.
Yeah.
Don't ever do this. Always keep your great jobs in media.
Okay.
See, once you start getting like, you think, oh, I want to make more money and I want to have a business and I want to, you know, then you start, you're like, this sucks. Raising money. Have you ever raised money for like your movie theaters or anything?
No, I never had to.
Oh, the worst.
They were so profitable, I never had to.
The worst. When I was growing up, when George and I were kids, we used to listen to this guy on the radio. His name was Jim Mandich. And Jim Mandich was an old Miami Dolphins football player from the 72 undefeated team.
Okay.
And he was a radio host, but he owned this construction company.
Yeah.
And I would always think to myself, I thought when you're a radio host, that's what you do for a living. You're just a radio host.
Well, when I was a radio host, I owned, at peak, 37 theaters.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Truly amazing. And so it was great when I was just a radio host. Now that I got this business and I'm kissing people's asses for money, it sucks.
But construction is different because people are coming to you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really have to, I mean, there is some sales in construction, but not to the point like where you're doing an internet venture where everybody's got an internet venture. It's like everybody having a podcast.
Is it still the app? Are you still on the app or you've moved beyond that?
It's beyond. It's long beyond an app. It's more like right now, really what it is, it's where publishers use this tool for free. And once they put it on their websites, boom, it starts making them money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just monetizes real estate on people's websites.
Right.
And I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, right.
You know? I mean, I really didn't. But I'm like, how did I build this team?
So you're going to ask for money?
I'm going to collect. Like, I'm going to go break thumbs.
Nice.
Got it. Yeah. Excellent. Like that sounds like construction.
Does he look like a thumb breaker?
Yeah.
That's right.
Definitely.
Hey, write a check. Let's go.
There you go.
Write a check.
So
tell someone either their name or their brains.
Yeah, be just on make contract. Sure you do it before 6 o'clock before your eyeballs explode.
Yeah. Hey, oh, exactly. Listen,
by the way, the eyeball's not red right
now. It's six.
It's, yeah.
Oh, six.
It's like Mark Cuban always says.
Yeah.
You only go to a meeting if you know that there's a check that's being written.
Yeah.
Mm. Those are the kinds of meetings I'm headed towards.
Excellent.
Wow.
Good for
you,
man.
Cross country.
Good for you.
Cross country. Flying cross country.
Right. And I'm taking, so this is it. So I got this text today.
Yep.
I want to make sure he's Cappy. And we were talking about something else. I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh, we were talking about the show.
How about like dominance on the pickleball courts? Were we talking about that?
No, you were texting in the group chat. And then all of a sudden I get, hey, what's your situation after the show and going to LAX? And I wrote, I was also getting like my packing my stuff, so I didn't read it properly. So I just wrote yes. And then I'm assuming I knew what he was asking me
so
for a ride.
So you're carpooling to the airport.
Yeah. So we're going to LAX together. That'll be cute. Usually Christopher is in the car.
That'll be adorable. Yeah. And it's Live Imaging Friday, right?
Lyft.
Yeah, Lyft today.
Lyft.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go home.
There's nobody in this office other than us, and everybody is stuck in massive, massive gridlock traffic. So everybody in your car, chill, because here we come, and we're all going to go till 7 together. You see what I'm saying?
Excellent. That's where I'm going to be. All right. Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Have a great weekend. I'm back Monday with Ireland. Monster week next week because we got LeBron breaking the record probably on Tuesday. We've got the trade deadline on Thursday.
Super Bowl reaction.
Super Bowl leading up to it's just monster week. See you Monday at 1, 7:10 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're on the air. 4:16 p.m. in the Southland.
Oh, people heard us really talking.
No, we weren't on the air. On the air.
Oh. I'm better than that.
Yeah, it's odd to be in here on a Friday. It was just random. But when I heard that Shitano and Cappy were going to be here in the flesh, I said, "You know what we need to do? A little live imaging Friday for 1 hour. I got a train to catch."
Yeah.
So let's do a little taste. Shitano and Cap, your Friday afternoon right now in the Southland.
Ba ba da ba. Beep ba da boop. Beep ba da beep. Beating boom boom.
This is our worst one ever.
Yes, well, thank you. I just said that.
You know what happened? Let me tell you what happened.
So there's a new initiative that I think Sedano and I talk. You know, Sedano and I meet about the show separately.
Yeah,
and then we talk to you.
Yep.
I think we need to go back.
Wow.
We need to go back to when it was just you.
Yeah,
it was better when it was just you.
Yeah. Because you've dropped the intensity. This used to be like. I don't want to make this New York reference, but this used to be like your Mad Dog Russo saying, "Good afternoon, everybody."
Good afternoon, everybody.
So why don't we restart
on
a Friday?
Thank you. I was going to say
let's restart and let Cappy do it. So let's restart it.
It's your thing, Cappy.
We got a lot of Kyrie talk.
It's not our thing?
I mean, it's our thing, but it could be your thing.
I think, though, that the night of the Mandy's.
To Chris's point, I mean, I do it on the night of the Mandy's because I like to curse on stage and all that stuff.
But we went nuts that night. The place, we brought the house down.
And since then, we've gone downhill.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
All right.
Ready? Try it again.
Friday afternoon, 4:18 in the Southland. A little live imaging Friday for Shitano and Cap when you're stuck in traffic, baby.
Boom, bing, bam, bum. Bing, ba, da, boop.
They don't join in occasionally. Oh, I'm full.
Bing,
Tyler, why'd you bring those damn donuts?
Boom,
no, they were delicious. Thank you.
Bing, you ate donuts today?
Yeah, bro.
That's what messed up my stomach, not Starbucks. Damn you, Tyler. Thank you.
Cappy, you want a donut?
No, sir.
There's no more. I ate the last one.
Cappy, there's no donuts left, Cappy.
Dude, I'm on a diet.
I feel like I'm just looking at younger Bergman over there.
I know, look at him.
I literally, here we go again. I was looking down at my phone, and when I heard the voice, I went, oh, did Greg walk back in?
Yeah.
No.
You've got a Bergman sound, a little bit.
He does.
Just
he
a
does.
Little bit.
Just, yeah. Just a little more.
I baby got baby Bergman.
You've got more bass in your voice, though. You do.
Little
you have more bass.
Bergie.
I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah. Thank you.
Tyra Whitman in for producer Lindsay today.
Yes, yes,
but
yes.
Producer Laura's here.
Speaking of producer Laura, your girl just washed her hair.
I always wash my hair.
Looking good today.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Like that hair.
No makeup, too. Thank you.
I like that hair.
Yeah. We got a big show today.
NBA All Access with Sedano.
Well, I mean, look, we got the manna from heaven, as Rob Pelinka once said, from a topic standpoint. And I feel like, you know, we discussed some of it with Mace. But honestly, Christopher, I like when you're here, and we rarely rely on you for sports stuff.
I do.
I hope you don't, actually.
No,
but go ahead.
But you've grown up here.
I'm an L.A. Angeleno native.
Correct.
On Sundays, he watches football all day because that's his job.
But what is the... Yes, it is. But what, like...
What?
Do you have any...
You still are holding on to that, aren't you?
No, it's just that...
Sorry that I tried to give you direction.
No, it's just that when George says we don't rely on you for sports, I rely on you for sports.
Okay, sorry, George. Go ahead.
I mean, how do you feel about the Kyrie... A potential Kyrie scenario?
Based on Kyrie and some of the things that have come out of his mouth and some of...
Right.
Not just recently, but for years... I think it's a horrible decision, but I know I'm in the minority on that now.
Not anymore.
No, I think if you want to win a championship, sometimes you have to make decisions based on what's happening on the field or of play, you know?
Well, at least in this room, 2 out of 3 of us think Kyrie's a terrible idea.
Okay.
So, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, as Meatloaf once said.
That's right.
But let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If I told you you had LeBron, AD, and Kyrie, do you think you can win the West?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
If Kyrie were a dependable...
No, but he's going to play. If he gets traded here, he's going to play. Let me ask you a question.
All right, go ahead.
Do you believe that Kyrie, when he was with LeBron in Cleveland... Do you believe when he was with LeBron in Cleveland that there weren't things happening behind the scenes there too?
I don't know.
I mean, I could tell you yes.
Okay. Well, here's what I can tell you. Kyrie Irving.
Maybe not this stuff that we've seen recently, but Kyrie has always kind of walked to his own beat, even when people didn't know him. Like, I'll tell you an example.
All right.
I had a friend who, when LeBron first went over there, was covering that team, told me that for the first few months, nobody even had Kyrie's number, allegedly. Allegedly. I don't know that. It's a secondhand story, but this is someone that I trust who says that.
Don't aggregate you?
No, don't aggregate me. because it's not my story to tell. Like, okay. It's just, I'm telling you hearsay. All so right. It's not like a report or, it's just that.
Don't aggregate
but,
this.
But man. If I told you that, you'd buy it, right?
Probably so.
Right? You'd buy it?
Yeah, I'd buy it.
Okay. So that's, my point is, this notion that LeBron doesn't know how to manage the Kyrie situations is nonsense. He's done it.
No, but it's not about LeBron managing
and his reliability, let's call it.
It's about Kyrie Irving is probably, and tell me an example of somebody who's worse. Who's a worse teammate in sports? He's dude, the worst dude. Teammate. He's so selfish and self-centered.
Is Dennis Rodman a bad teammate?
No.
Michael Jordan literally had to fly to Las Vegas, open a room with him and Carmen Electra in it. Carmen Electra had to hide in the closet to then fight with him to get him to come out of
He was a big pain in the ass.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing, Rodman.
And by the way, that wasn't the only time
people... But do you think Dennis Rodman's a bad guy?
I don't know.
I would say probably not.
I don't know.
Kyrie Irving has been a locker room cancer. He's a bad teammate. Mm-hmm. And so this notion that he's going to show up
right.
and because he wants to play with LeBron and AD and together they could be really great, that all relies on the thought that he will be there every night. The thing about Rodman was when he's on the floor, man, and he was there pretty much every night.
No, but they didn't know he was going to be there. We literally just saw a documentary about it a year and a half ago.
Yeah, there was a small period. Yeah, he went to Vegas.
A small period? Just the period he played in Chicago.
Yeah, he went to Vegas. Michael went and got him.
Right.
They needed him.
No, but that wasn't just that time. They always talked. They talked openly about the entire time he was there. They didn't know if he'd ever always be there.
Well, good. Because you'll never know if Kyrie will be there. Okay. You will never know that Kyrie.
You know what I knew when Kyrie was there
every night? Tell me.
When he played with LeBron.
Yeah, but even back then, I mean, listen, he was a young kid and he's talked a lot about it ever since, about what he didn't know back then.
It was
then.
4 years ago. It wasn't that long ago.
4 years ago?
Yeah, 4 years they played together. It was 4 years ago. They played the 2017-18 season. We're in the 22-23 season. So four or five years ago.
That's like 15 years ago.
Okay.
I think in dog terms, that's like 15 years ago. I mean, come on, dude. That was a long time ago. Really? It was only, when was the last time Kyrie and LeBron played in Cleveland? Really?
Yeah, I just told you what it was.
All right, well, I'm going to check for myself. Anyway, look, I may be the only person who feels this way, and I'm fine with it. But I'll tell you, I'm sure there must be people out there that agree he's a bad guy for a team. He's not a person that you can ever count on.
Okay.
And something may bother him, and he'll all of a sudden not show up for a few days, and he'll always create drama, and it'll always be about him, and this... He will make this a mess. That's what I think.
You act like he's like, I mean, granted, his have been certainly magnified and deservingly so. But he's not the only person in sports that's behaved like that.
I'm just talking about one guy who potentially could be traded to the Lakers. Great player, better diva. He's more diva than he is baller.
He's pretty incredible as a baller.
He's an incredible diva.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible teammate. Ugh, horrible teammate.
Right. Horrible teammate.
Terrible.
Right. I mean, I don't see that many of his teammates actually saying that, though.
Well, listen, when you don't make sacrifices for your teammates, mm-hmm. and that costs your teammates games,
right.
that means you're a terrible teammate.
Okay. By your definition.
Correct.
Not the people who actually play with him.
You think they all think he's a great teammate?
I don't know if they do or don't, but they don't openly say it.
Well, right, because... You know, you don't just go out there and just rip guys like that.
Why not?
Because not everybody's got the guts to do it.
Okay. Are you saying they're gutless?
Pretty much, yes. I think
you're
right
gutless.
Now. Gutless.
Okay.
Is the phrase I'm using now.
Because I'm just saying, like, look, I think he's done a lot of really dumb things. Like, I don't think there's any question about it. And some of it is gross, right?
Like what? What's
the
gross?
The anti-Semitism stuff, the stuff that was associated with that, which he's since apologized for. And people can say he was kicking and screaming doing it, but nonetheless, he did it.
You mean they forced him into apologizing?
Well, he tried to apologize several times, and it was he was terrible at it.
Yeah, because
so
when you apologize, you have to say things like, I'm sorry.
Right, but he did eventually do that.
Right, well, but it took like four times where people were like, so you're not sorry?
Right.
I'm good.
But eventually he did come to that, no?
Well, they forced him.
But did he come to it, yes or no?
Yeah, but was he coerced or not?
I mean, when you did something wrong, were you coerced to apologize?
100%.
Okay, then.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
But how is that any different?
It's not.
So you're holding him to a different stand that you've held yourself?
No, it was a lie.
Okay.
Yeah, I admit it.
Okay, then?
Yeah, no, it's fine. I just don't want him on this team.
Okay. Then this team's not going to win anything. And this team is supposed to be about winning championships. This is a town that Christopher Morales grew up in. The purple and gold were raising banners.
Well, I was a Bulls fan.
Outside of that.
Let me ask you this.
Do you think it's 100% guaranteed if they have Kyrie, they win a championship?
Yes.
Come on.
100% guaranteed.
It's the same thing people said with Russ. I'll say this.
They'll win the West. Listen. When everybody was kicking and screaming, we can't trade away the young guys. No, we can't trade Lonzo and Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma. And I was like, bro, you trade all those guys in 2.7 seconds because if you get Anthony Davis, you're going to win a championship. I'm telling you right now, I can't guarantee a championship because the East is really freaking hard right now. Like, you saw what Giannis just did yesterday. It's insane. At the hands of the Clippers. So I'm sure Laker fans can chuckle now.
Well, they were up 15 points, the Clippers.
And 20, actually.
So to get beat like that, yeah, on a night where the Lakers make a big comeback.
Can they win the West? Yes.
They could win the West without Kyrie Irving.
No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
Nope.
I think Sedano's right on that one.
I don't know.
Nope.
Just let me get under his
skin. Unless there's another bubble.
Nope. Nope. Cannot win the West without Kyrie Irving.
These guys could win the West without Kyrie. They're that close. That close.
Yeah.
Going to win tomorrow against New Orleans. Going to finish this road trip 3-2, right. Just like I said.
New Orleans team with no Zion.
Right. They're no good, but they're just going to compile some wins.
Yeah.
Then they'll come back. Mm-hmm. LeBron will sit against Oklahoma City because he doesn't want to break the record against Oklahoma City. Yeah. And then Thursday, as the week goes on, against Milwaukee and Giannis, that's when he'll break the record.
Yeah.
No? You don't think so?
Tuesday.
I think Thursday's going to happen.
See?
I think Tuesday.
George is right on this one.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think Tuesday.
Yeah. All right. More with Liff here on a Friday. But Christopher's
Explain
in the house.
Explain what that means.
People live imaging Friday. Lift.
Only for another 25 minutes. I got to train.
25?
I came in randomly. I was on a sales call with a great Matty Burke.
Yeah. All right.
Really?
So tough decision, obviously, with this Kyrie situation. But I do want to tell you kind of why I think we are where we are. And Nick Friedell is actually going to join us in the next segment as well. He covers the Nets for ESPN. So he's going to give us the Nets side of this. And if you actually questioned openly during Crosstalk, Cappy, if this even happens. So we'll ask Nick all those questions. So there you go.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Live imaging Friday for a moment.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Sean Kingston, right?
Yeah.
How old is he?
32.
32, Sean Kingston.
Barely 32.
Really? I would have felt he's older.
He's been around for a while. So that means when he's saying this
was like 16.
I was just going to say, he has to be like 17,
like 18. A Bieber action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look at that. Happy birthday, Sean Kingston.
But he disappeared. Cap
Friday. NBA All Access continues next.
I feel like a young Nick Friedell, who covers the Nets for us at ESPN, was definitely jamming to Sean Kingston when he was probably like, I don't know, if it was 16 years ago, what would that make you, Friedell, at that age?
I am not great at math, but I think that would have made me 26.
Oh, so maybe absolutely a little too old for this song? Yeah, probably.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
In my black 97 Explorer, I had this song rolling.
Well, there you go. Wow, look at that. You learn something new every day, Friedell.
I was going back in time here.
Hey, Nick, if LeBron had 89 points to break Kareem's record and he scored 27, how many does he need?
This is where I phone a friend and call McMenamin.
Yeah.
McMenamin, please.
Yeah. Cappy's McMenamin is going to join us at 5:15 actually to talk about the Lakers angle on all this stuff. He's like Cappy's nemesis.
I don't know how that's going to go today.
Yeah.
McMenamin.
Yeah.
I have no idea how that will go.
Do you have the cut of McMenamin going at Cappy? Yeah. And I want to play that for Nick.
You don't need to hear this, Nick. It's very embarrassing for Dave.
I mean, not.
If anybody understands things, it might be embarrassing for Dave over time. I've lived it all with him, so yeah. I'm sure this is nothing.
Yeah. So, Laura, do you have it? Yeah. All right. So here's this exchange, and then we'll ask you about why the Nets are at this situation with Kyrie. But go ahead.
This should be the start of a march towards some stability. Look at the Western Conference, 2.5 games out of the number 6 seed with 34 games to go. That is a very attainable place to be with just a couple of good weeks of good basketball.
Even with this team. Even with this team right now.
Yeah, haven't you been watching? So were you saying they should just sit with this team?
Well, no, he's just trying to tell you because he doesn't feel that they should make a move, that he wants them to play it out with this team.
I think with a first-year coach, with a lot of players that are going to be coming back from injury, that they will peak. And to your point, they can, in the last 30-some-odd games, get into a much better position, even if they don't make the move you're talking about. That's what I'm saying.
Why not give yourself a better chance? Get more depth.
All right. So you get the, you see, you heard him. He basically said, "Do you even watch games?" Basically what he was about to say. Right. He caught himself.
Right. No,
but
he
absolutely said that.
He said it at some point. He's like, "Kaplan, do you even watch these games?" And I'm like, "You know what, McMenamin? I know more about basketball than you do from watching on my TV while you're sitting there. You know what I'm saying?"
Oh, baby. I mean, George, we know you can't go with Dave when it comes to the Lakers, because I'll give you all a quick story. I was sitting at Barclays next to him the other night, and I looked at him like, "Dave, this team just isn't that good." And I thought his head was going to pop off.
I know, he takes it seriously.
He's ready to fight me right there.
Right.
I love it. Hey. I love his passion. I love McMenamin's passion. So McMenamin is going to join us at 5:15. But we got you, Friedel, right now, because you cover the Nets. Listen, you're the one that's had the back and forth with Kyrie. You've been going back and forth with him all season, basically, and beyond that. But do you buy that this is a real possibility that he could be traded now that he's asked for the request?
I think if you're the Nets, George, you call him on his bluff again, and you say, "Okay, you're really gonna either walk or not gonna need our help to do a sign and trade in the summer. Let's see how this season plays out." We have talked about this deal with Kyrie potentially going to Lakers for months and months and months, and it still hasn't happened. So count me as somebody who would be surprised if it actually ever did before the deadline, with all the other dominoes that may fall. So to me, the seeds of what happened today, guys, they were planted about a week and a half ago when Kyrie's stepmom, who doubles as his agent, gave that interview to our old friend Chris Haynes and said, "Hey, if the Nets don't want to play ball, you know, let us know now and we'll see what happens." And then, boom, here we are today. Oh, Kyrie's requested a trade a few days before the deadline, when it seemed like everything had really calmed down around this organization, and he had the respect of everybody in the room. So the whole thing, the soap opera never stops with this team. This is just the latest example. But I would still be surprised if before the deadline anything actually happens, because we've been hearing so much about the potential that I just don't believe that it's going to come to fruition right now.
Can we just dig in on one thing you said before it just gets glossed over here? You say his stepmother is his agent.
Yeah.
Hmm? Not like Lamar Jackson, where his mom is his agent. This is the stepmother, right?
That's right.
That's crazy. You got to really love your stepmother, man. You know, like, I don't know how many kids have relationships with their stepmothers. Like, you know what? When I make it big, you're my agent, stepmom. That's pretty impressive. You know any more about that relationship?
I know that they've been close. His mom sadly passed away when Kyrie was very young. And his stepmom has been around certainly this season. And I know that family means a lot to him. So in that regard, I know that she's just trying to do right by Kyrie. And it sure seems like they want the contract that they felt was going to be there all along. And for a variety of different reasons, it hasn't been. But
yeah, well,
as far as that relationship goes, that it seems pretty strong.
Yeah. Well, listen, it sounded interesting to me because I didn't really know about it. But you say for all the reasons. So, Nick, why would the Nets ever accommodate his request given all the things that he has done to this franchise over the last few years?
They don't have to. I mean, flatly, the Nets do not have to acquiesce to any of this. And they know full well and have known for a long time that Kyrie's been at the center of all the different issues that have popped up for this team through time. And that's why, again, just because he may want a deal, that doesn't mean that they have to make one happen. The only way you make a deal if you're the Nets is if you are convinced that when the season ends, he is going to walk, and he's going to walk into a team that won't need your help and you won't get anything back in return. The only thing I would stress, guys, is in the context of this conversation, if you're the Nets and you move Kyrie, there's an acknowledgement that, hey, this just isn't going to work. The team that was built to win a title, it's not going to happen with KD and Kyrie. And this part is getting glossed over to me way too much, but it's the Ben Simmons factor in all of this. He has not been good at all. He's had a couple good weeks, but on the whole, he's been injured and inconsistent. They thought he was going to come in and be the difference maker and the piece that helped Kevin and Kyrie get to a different point together. That has not been the case. So whether it's the Lakers or somebody else, if I'm Sean Marks and I'm Joe Tsai, I'm saying, hey, you guys want Kyrie? Come get the Ben Simmons contract too, and then we'll talk. And then maybe something happens. But that part of this, of what happens with Kyrie and Kevin, the Simmons aspect of the equation is gigantic because he is no longer a max player, but he's still got 2 years left on a max contract.
Okay. Your best guess this offseason, if you don't think that this is going to happen, are KD, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons in Brooklyn? Or are all those guys gone? Because if the answer is they're all going to be gone, then if you're Brooklyn, you should be looking to move Kyrie right now.
Well, George, I think they made a mistake, frankly, a few months ago when all that stuff with Kyrie was going down and the suspension was happening and everything else. That's when I think they should have hit the button. And I know that some of those deals, depending on the players, you could make the trade until the middle of December. We've seen that pop up through time. You know, that is part of it. Okay, but if we're all being honest, and I'm follow this team day after day after day, this Brooklyn team, you can plug Kevin back into it. You can take all the drama away from Kyrie, you know, in another week. Okay, he stays. He's going to finish out the year. They're a really good team. They're not great. They're not getting past Boston or Milwaukee if they're fully healthy. So if we're trying to figure out what happens in the future, I think Kyrie will be gone. I think Kevin at that point will be gone. I don't know what the hell happens with Simmons because his value across the league just isn't very high because he hasn't been very good. So I think they would be much better served to acknowledge that it's time to move forward and hit the button on a rebuild. But the whole point in coming back this season, in bringing back Kevin and him saying, all right, I'll come back this year, and Kyrie saying, hey, I'm committed this year, and let's see what happens with Simmons, was let's see how this group does together in the postseason. So I can think, all right, well, they're probably not good enough, but we have not seen that. We don't know for sure, and this is a team with Kevin before that knee injury in Miami that had won 18 of 20 games. So you could see the argument on the other side, but I think that's all that's left right now is you say, all right, we want to wait it out and see what happens and see if we can hold on to Kevin long term. But Kevin is a very, very smart guy. George, you and I have covered him for years and years. He knows the game. He knows what's happening around the game. And this is a guy who's got to see what's going on, not only in the last couple months here, but around the league, and he's got to acknowledge this team is good. They're just not good enough to get all the way through and up to the top.
I just can't believe the Nets are going to let Kyrie walk without like getting anything for him. I think that's just really stupid business. It's something Kaplan would do.
No, I think they should do that. I think they should say, look, you either play for us or go home. Listen, there was all this talk at the beginning of the season. You know, if 10 games into the season, Russ is a jerk, they're just going to tell him to go home and they'll pay him. The Lakers were set to do it, or at least those were the reports. I would do that. I would never give him what he wants. That's all I'm saying. It makes sense? Nah, not
really.
It
makes sense. I mean, it makes sense, but this is why this thing has so many layers, because this is a team that had convinced itself prior to Kevin getting hurt a few weeks ago that it had a legit chance in the East. And so to say, all right, well, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago we did, but Kevin got hurt, now Kyrie wants to trade, it's all over with. I think that's going to be a tough sell. But again, this is why you have to be honest in your organizational meetings, because I don't see how this team is going to be able to improve that much. And I'd throw in something I talked to Bobby Marks about a little while ago, guys, which is if you're the Nets and you let Kyrie walk and you say to Kevin Durant, hey, stay here, we'll build with you. If you let Kyrie and that max slot disappear, it's not coming back.
Right. That's the whole point. You got to trade him.
Is Simmons and a mid-level exception. And that team's not going anywhere either. So they have some really tough decisions that they have to make. But the issue here, George, as we know, is, okay, you trade Kyrie and you know, you get Russ and a couple first-round picks, whatever it ended up being. How is that team not only now, but moving forward in that much better shape?
No, it's not. Yeah. It's got to be just, more. It's got to
be between a rock and a hard place.
You got to get more than Russ. Like that's not going to happen with Kevin Durant anyway. But Nick, we have a hard decision too, because we're up against the break. So it means we have to go. But you are the man, and thank you for making time for us with this and our nonsense. So yeah. We appreciate it.
Great voice, dude.
Always, guys. Tell my boy McTanna said what's up.
We will, bro. Take care. There he is, Nick Friedel.
McMiniman.
That's you, your rival.
Freaking Miniman.
He's going to join us in half an hour. Maybe
NBA All Access Friday continues.
Let me ask you a question. Why can I not go on the podcast when I can keep up here?
You're basically doing the podcast, right?
That's my point.
It's like a tryout.
Right. This is what I'm saying. I could get on
lockdown.
Sedona lockdown? Why can't I go on lockdown?
It's a tryout today.
By the way, I was going to save this bit for Tuesday, but I'll do it again Tuesday for Live Imagery Tuesday. Yeah. I tried to support the Cappy Cast, George.
Yeah.
I tried to click it up on YouTube the other day and watch the latest episode.
Yeah.
The first 7 minutes are just him doing reads.
5 minutes.
So it's like, hey, great Tuesday. Let me tell you about Joe's furniture
supply.
Yeah,
a bunch of ads, right?
And then he goes on, and I'm like, okay, well, this will be over.
Jim's Crab Shack.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Gio's lampshades.
Right.
Anyway, blah, 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 blah. And then Sonny's restaurant down there on the shore.
Right.
I mean, it just goes on and on.
But that's how podcasts work. More often
than
not.
7 minutes of reads?
5 minutes.
I need content.
It's usually like 2 minutes.
Okay, well, go listen to some other podcasts.
Oh, and you're getting paid.
Well, I mean, you got to make money, don't you?
I'm not mad at it.
You know what you should do in those
reads? I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. Just like we had just now, when you could hear Sedano just typing under our guest, you should have the sound of Sedano typing while you do the reads.
Well, I was trying to find something for
Tyler.
But
your mic was on, and you're like,
it's good. People know that we're working. I'm working.
Multitasking.
That was usually, I think, Mace, right?
Mace pounds that keyboard.
Yeah.
That he finally needed to replace that poor thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of ads.
I was like, where'd that voice come from? Who the hell is that?
It's Bergman.
It's our latest NBA All Access guest.
Right, baby Bergie.
Yeah. So, tell him about Yamava, Cappy.
Oh, good. I would love to.
Live Imaging Friday for two more minutes, because I got to catch a train. Sedano and Cap.
Nice.
Your Friday afternoon NBA All Access Edition in moments, but happy birthday.
McMiniman at 5:15. Cappy's nemesis.
McMiniman.
Just what we needed, more Dave McMiniman on the radio.
It's an important day to have Dave
McMiniman.
Would
you like more Nick Friedel?
Nick was good.
He liked Nick because he likes Nick's laugh.
Whose birthday is it?
Daddy Yankee. He's 45
today.
Daddy Yankee.
Yankee.
Do you know his name? Like his actual name?
Daddy Yankee?
Yeah, because we've been over this, so...
Is his name Dale?
Oh, hell.
Boom, boom,
anybody.
Down.
I don't even care who size. Just do it.
Come on, Cappy. Do that again.
And then the boom, boom, down. Like when you do the boom, boom, down, you got to have like a whole shakedown with your body.
Boom, boom, down?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Ninja boom, boom, down.
I really wish that the YouTubes were on somewhere.
Today, yeah, for real. Yeah.
Well, you guys would like...
turn it on here?
You guys would like my T-shirt.
So it's a camera.
Oh, I'm just saying.
George, you like my T-shirt today?
It says Hard Times, Daddy.
And?
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes, the American dream, Daddy.
Yes, yes.
Hard times. When the textile workers around this country can't pay their food, can't buy the food for the children.
Hard times are the 45 minutes I'm going to have driving from here to the airport with you.
Well, but you were going to the airport anyway.
Right.
Where do you park over? You park over at Wally Park?
No, I park in the airport.
I used to park at Wally Park back when I traveled a lot.
I park in the EV lot.
Is Wally Park still over there?
Yeah, there's still Wally Park.
Wally Park was nice. They'd wash the car.
I mean, the company's paying for where I'm parking anyway.
Well, you got that company car. It's part of the deal. But it's in the contract.
Would it be too much to ask if you could drop you me off first and then go park?
We're literally in the second. We're in the terminals next to each other.
So you're going to have to take the shuttle over with them.
No,
you're
shuttle.
Not taking a shuttle. You're
no,
in
I'm
the
parking
lot.
Right across the street
down,
from the terminal.
Down, settle down, settle down.
But we're right. Terminals are right next to each other.
Okay, I mean, just because if it's inconvenient for me to have to park with you and then have to schlep, it would just be a lot easier for both if you would just drop me off and then go park.
That's why I asked you what airline you were flying, and your airline is in the terminal next to mine.
Did you bring the truck or the Mach 10?
No, I brought the Mach-E.
Mach-E.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't bring the truck. It's too big to park at the airport.
Well, it's not yours. I mean, if it disappears,
you haven't given
it
back.
Sorry.
No, I know.
You haven't given it back to Honest Abe yet?
It's not that big.
No, I'm holding
on
to it for a month, he told me.
Oh, really?
The F-150 Lightning, which is honestly, I've told you, I'm not a pickup truck guy by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
I've fallen in. Yeah, right?
I mean, there's a little stretch.
Yeah.
A little tiny stretch of the imagination.
I have fallen in love with this vehicle. I'm not even joking.
So,
have you tried to power your house with it, like the commercial?
Dude, it's got so many outlets. Yeah, it's insane.
No, really? You can power your house.
No, but
show.
You know what? I am gonna ask, because he said you can borrow it whenever you want. So when we do like a tailgate,
yeah,
like just like maybe we'll do like a family tailgate here.
We gotta get him like a hat, a cowboy hat, or a trucker hat.
You don't need all that.
He needs all that.
No,
with like the team, we get like a family tailgate. Like you go to an SC game or something.
You've been trying to tell UCLA, us we were baby. Gonna get together as a family for 6 months.
I tried to set it up, and then you were
Never.
The one that couldn't do it.
Well, I had to work.
Okay, so we don't have to work.
Well, I'm just saying you guys could have done it without me. You just didn't.
We
want
didn't
to.
Want to do it without
besties.
You.
You're part of the family.
Oh, right? Familia.
And then I gave up after like a month.
Don't give up, George. Don't ever give up.
Thank you.
That's like the third side.
Yeah. So coming up in the next segment, because we don't have a ton of time here, one of LeBron and Kyrie's former teammates has communicated with Kyrie.
Who's that?
Tristan Thompson.
Okay, and?
I'll tell you in the next segment.
Oh, all right.
Dopey.
Well, let's go.
You're going already?
No, not yet.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
I'm teasing it.
Oh, all right.
Well, he's saying like NBA All Access will continue in 7 minutes.
Okay.
Anyway, in the interim, anybody watching any of these, like, you're not watching this Pro Bowl stuff, are you?
All right. Hold on.
Because they got the hockey one on. The hockey's okay. Like, I'm kind of watching it, sort of.
So, yesterday, I caught this Derek Carr thing. Did you see this?
Yeah. He laid a joke, basically.
Joke?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it funny?
It was fine.
Yeah, he said.
I chuckled.
Ryan Clark asked him, "When was the last? When were you last of you were this hot in Vegas?" And he said, "Well, if I was actually this hot, I would be here as opposed to going somewhere else."
Well, first of all, that was a terrible impression of Derek Carr.
Yeah,
because when you do Derek Carr, you gotta like
the Southern drawl.
You gotta channel like Merle Haggard.
Yeah,
you know, like old school.
I was just
Willie
say,
Nelson.
That's a very timely Merle. Reference.
Well, what I'm saying, that's the whole point. Is it's
Merle Haggard?
Yeah,
Merle.
I like Merle
because the point I'm trying to make to you is. Yeah. You sound like an old school honky tonker.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, Derek, you ever been that hot here in Vegas? Well, I'll tell you, I've never been that hot, I'll tell you. And that's probably why I'm out of here. And
then Elvis?
Yeah, it's like
not Elvis.
It's weird. It's like this weird Elvis-y thing that he has.
Here, what is it?
Do we have it?
Yeah, we do.
Here, listen.
All right, good. Ryan Clark is interviewing him at the games, the Pro Bowl games thing. He's doing like a old school quarterback skills competition.
Listen, Derek, you've thrown touchdown passes in Vegas before. You've been on fire. Have you ever been that hot in Las Vegas?
Not that hot. It's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
I'll tell you, that's probably why I'm going somewhere else. Wasn't that funny?
By the way,
that was really funny, wasn't it?
If he landed as many passes as he did with that joke, he'd still be there.
I tell you, I'm planning on taking this accent to New York. I'm gonna play for the Jets.
No, he's not. He's playing Carolina.
Oh, I'm gonna take this to Carolina. It's gonna be perfect. I'm gonna fit right in.
Works much better.
I mean, what is his deal, dude? And what was funny about that? Because like Ryan Clark was like, yeah, oh damn! I was like,
people left.
I was like, oh,
what? the internet. Like, now you're making fun of Ryan Clark.
Yeah, like, wasn't funny.
Well, the internet laughed at
it. What was funny? What
be
did I miss?
Be careful about the Ryan Clark, because when we host NFL All Access in a few weeks, Ryan will be on.
Ryan's gonna be on the show, right? Yeah. My bad.
The internet thought it was hilarious. I didn't see it live, so I
didn't get the joke. What was the joke? Have you ever been that hot in Vegas?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm going somewhere else. What am I missing?
Play the damn cut again.
Listen, Derek, you've thrown touchdown passes in Vegas before. You've been on fire. Have you ever been that hot in Las Vegas?
Not that hot. It's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Right. What's the joke?
Not that hot.
Oh, damn!
not that high.
I swear.
But wait, are you dense?
I don't get it.
I wish the camera was
on. Are you smoking?
I don't get the joke.
Are you on? You are gummies.
Not on gummies. Not yet. Before I go on the flight, babe, maybe.
Dude, he just said no. Not that hot.
Right.
Because if not, I'd still be here.
No, are you gutless?
I don't get it.
If he was that hot throwing the football, he would have stayed a Raider.
I heard it differently. I heard him say, yeah, I'm so hot. That's why I'm out of here. Like, I'm too good for these guys.
No.
I hear it differently.
God, you're a dope.
No, dude. Your ears are clogged today. I think, let me see your ears. I want to look inside of them. I'm going to examine inside of your ears. Maybe Q-tip them out a little bit. I don't think you heard it properly. What is that look?
You're such a...
What?
Idiot. I dumped it. It's okay.
Oh, all right, don't worry about it. I'm not there.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
Take a lot of risk for a little reward.
Let's hope the dump didn't fail us, because then we'd all
I
be
hit
gone.
It. Yes.
We're all
hit
gone,
it.
Then.
Yes. But anyway.
There's no room for relationships.
But I loved just seeing everybody's face when I said that, especially Laura, her heart sunk.
Well, I was in the studio.
She got up taking pictures.
You still would have had 7 seconds to run over there.
Ay, Dios míos.
Dios míos! I don't have another dump.
Yeah. All right. Let me tell you about
what
one of Kyrie and LeBron's former teammates said.
I wasn't in the room when that happened.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. See ya. Bye.
Chris is leaving.
Woo.
But let me tell you first about Books. Yeah.
I would love to hear about it.
Because, you know, Valentine's Day, pressure's on.
Big. I feel that.
I mean, I feel like you forget about just like a bouquet. You need to get like, Rachel, a whole bush of roses.
Oh, okay. It's Friday. Oh, my God. You're the
worst. Dude.
All right.
Now I'm the one that needs to clean my ears.
All right, Books.
What is happening right now?
Anyway.
All right, Books.
Let me tell you about Books.
Go ahead.
It's why I only sent flowers from Books. No. This is going to be the best Books commercial ever.
Oh, my God.
So anyway.